Right now, let's bring in a guy who obviously is in a perfectly heated situation and cooled situation, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. How did the weekend go?
It had a very hectic start, as you well know. Saturday morning with the fiasco about who was working here at the Weather Center.
But yeah, once you know, that was funny because I didn't get any updates, so I sent an email in, okay, and I said, whoever's working this weekend, please notify me when you're uploading the weather forecasts so I can get to them. I was never notified. Now, what I was able to do, I was able to edit, because the weather didn't change that much, I was able to edit the previous forecast. And then when I got off the air at 9 o'clock, about 9:30, I checked and they had sent the weather forecast over. So, yeah, I figured there was some sort of mass confusion there.
There sure was. And that set me back way back. Because we were shooting the end of the movie this past weekend, and Saturday full cast, and I had to be there, and I'm still at the Weather Center trying to work things out. So it was a real bumpy start, but it was a smooth finish. So we got the movie done, we closed up the lake house, and that's the end. That is the end, you know, if the footage isn't good from the weekend, too late now.
Well, you know, I hope nobody got fired, but somebody obviously had to get yelled at over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. There was a whole big mishmash. There was a change in schedules in the early part of the week, and the person that was supposed to work Saturday did not remember the change in schedule and was on the old schedule. So
These things happen, but as long as they don't happen a lot, and your employees remember that they don't make the same mistake twice, it's okay.
Right. Yeah, I look at it that way too, because it really I don't ever recall it happening like this before. So
no, it's never happened where no one's been around.
Yeah, no one's around.
It's never never happened.
So we'll see. They'll be watching, I'm sure, a lot more closely now after that whole fiasco. And that was pretty much it. We had our farewell dinner. We went out to a really nice restaurant. and everybody ate and had a good time. And then Sunday night, before we closed up, everyone got together and we played a good old-fashioned game of Trivial Pursuit. And that brought in a lot of laughter. And then yesterday was nothing but work, you know. Clean up the studio and then close up my cabin, and you just make sure you do everything. Turn off the water, turn off the gas, you know, defrost the refrigerator, all of that stuff, you know. Make sure you bring this home. Make sure you bring that home. Brother, I'll tell you, Marshall.
I remember.
This week I could use the week off. That's how I feel.
I remember defrosting the refrigerator when I was a kid. We had an old Norge refrigerator, N-O-R-G-E. I don't know if you
remember that.
And it had a door that constantly you had to use your knee to shut it along with your arm. But I remember my grandmother all the time when the size of the freezer box on top of it got too small, she would get hot pans of water and put it in there and melt everything.
Right.
It was a mess.
Right.
So finally she couldn't take it anymore. We had a very big pantry in the house and she got two box freezers. And the only thing that was put in the refrigerator freezer was like ice cream and stuff like that for us, and all the meat and the heavy duty stuff went in these big box freezers because they didn't have to be defrosted as much. But I can remember what a mess it was to defrost those refrigerators. People don't know that live today. The conveniences that came along over the period of time were better than what was before them, but still had their problems.
Yeah, I mean, like we have the new refrigerator.
Yep.
So it wasn't as compacted with ice that it normally would be. Don't forget that I didn't get that refrigerator until July.
Yeah.
Had I gotten it in May, and with all the heat and everything that we went through in the wintertime, I mean, in the summertime, there would have been tons and tons of frost, but it's a good refrigerator. It's a brand new refrigerator, so it wasn't that much ice. But still, you have to clean it out and and do the whole thing. We leave the doors open so that it doesn't get moldy over the course of the winter time, and that was it. Then I used my my stuff that I was telling you about. It's called Right Away. It's a spray that is so hot and spicy that it keeps away most rodents. So I used that too, but thank goodness I haven't seen any traces. But here's the interesting thing. In the shed in the back is where we store these white foam boards that are coated with plastic that we put over our screen porch so that the snow does not get in and lay on the floor.
Yeah.
So we took out the foam boards, we burned them down, we put them on the lawn. When I was spreading them out, I noticed on one, there were about 7 crickets, but they were all dead. Okay, nevertheless, got them off. And then my friend David's helping me and going to another board. He goes, Pat, do you see this? And they look at it. It's white, like whitish. And it looks like it's a spine. I said, don't tell me. He said, don't tell you what. I said, don't tell me it's a rat. He goes, no, it's not. He goes, that is the skin of a snake. I said, that figures. I was wondering why all summer long, when I went into that shed to get the lawnmower, I did not see any mouse droppings, right. And I didn't see any mice.
There you go.
So we know it obviously was living back there. Now, if I could only get one of them to stay underneath my cabin, I'd be very happy.
It's funny because my mother, very early on at our house, we had bats come into the household occasionally, okay? We caught them and we released them. And my mother would never let us kill them. Because she believed, and she was right, she put up a couple of bat houses on the properties to try to keep them away from the house.
The mosquitoes, yeah.
And they did. They got rid of the mosquitoes. And my brother lives in the house now, and he completely had the house hermetically sealed. Really, he did. And he was going to take down but he left them up because I'll tell you, they were really great in doing exactly that. We were by a stream, and in any humidity or anything like that in the summer, we had a lot of mosquitoes. Well, guess what? We didn't when the bats were around. And that's funny that you saw that snake skin because the snake obviously loved it there, decided to change its skin there. And you're right. It was like going to a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, I said, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But again, if I could only invite that snake down to live underneath my cabin, I would not have a problem. First of all, most of them are black snakes,
Yeah. So
they're not poisonous. I mean, nevertheless, you know, what would happen if the snake got in the cabin?
It would be hidden most of the time. It would stay. It would try to rest someplace where there was sun and warmth, but it would be hidden the other times, and then it would go looking for food.
Yeah.
Which would be mice and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
So now, speaking about looking for, what's the forecast for this week?
Oh, it's very simple. It's partly sunny from today through Friday. Mid-70s by day, and at night, we're figuring it's going to be probably in the 50s, staying in the 50s, and I don't see much of a change until Saturday. Saturday is when we have showers, and then the cold front will go by, and partial clearing, windy, cool, 60s on Sunday.
So now I've got a friend that lives out west. He posted a picture the day before yesterday, beautiful, sunny, looking out his back of the house and towards the mountains. And he posted a picture from yesterday, 4 inches of snow.
Yeah, there's a big, big storm out there. It's going to head up through Minnesota. And its cold front is the front that brings a shower Saturday. And then we get a turn to cooler weather on Sunday. We're not going to see any snow.
But it's the first indication to me that it's on the way. No matter how long it takes,
it may take a while. Yeah. But I agree with you. You know, these are signs, or let's put it this way: these are more normal signs as compared to previously. Yeah. So we'll be watching that. But so far, I don't see anything too harmless coming down the pike.
All right, and the leaves are changing here now. We're probably about 50% through, and we did have trees that were affected that didn't turn color, that were affected by the gypsy moss and stuff like that. But most of the, and they'll survive and be back again next year. But we do have a lot of color this year. A lot of oranges and reds this year. A lot of orange and reds around my house.
There was some orange and red at the cabin as well, but not a lot. I would say maybe 30%.
Yeah, but that's another indicator that the end is near for Double M, and also getting up in the mornings. And it's 51 degrees is not cold, but it's cold when you compare it to where we were.
Yeah, but if it was 51 degrees in February, you would be loving that.
I'd be wearing shorts.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The body gets used to that,
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow. It's good to have you back, and I'm glad you got things all wrapped up this weekend.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.